This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, September 13th. Well, cattle markets actually started out weaker yesterday and had a fair amount of selling in both live cattle and the feeder cattle. But after the crop report was released at 10 o'clock Mountain Time, the markets, we saw some pressure in corn, you know, down about 9, 10 cents. So the feeder cattle snapped back and the live cattle did as well. We basically closed slightly lower to slightly higher, pretty much kind of a mixed type of trade. So well off the lows on both live cattle and feeder cattle. I think with corn, the USDA confirmed a big crop. Average farm prices are going to be, you know, $4.90. That's not anything great. I continue to think that the producer in the Midwest is going to be looking for calves. You know, they're going to buy small lots. They'll pay what they need to. That's going to push prices higher. They're competing with the larger feedlots who have a lot of numbers to buy, and that gets really pricey for them. But they've got to fill pens. And I think the upper trajectory is well formed here in feeder cattle, especially with the confirmation of a big corn crop and plenty of feed around. I think we've still got some room to move to the upside. And time-wise, we're targeting at least early October for a seasonal high. My guess is it will extend beyond that, but you know, we'll be looking for signs of a top around that time frame. In the cash trade yesterday, pretty quiet, although we did see some dress trade at around 290, which would be up one from last week. Box beef values were weaker. Choice down 208 at 308. Select was down 166 at 284. The spread was down 42 cents. We're sitting at 24.25. Movement was another very healthy 130 loads. So, you know, on Monday, we moved 126 loads, which is big for a Monday. Usually we're barely, it's a good Monday if we're cracking 100 loads. We had 126. Yesterday, we come in with 130. So we're on a pretty torrid pace in box beef movement, and we have been for the last couple weeks. It's come on lower prices. It's interesting to see that, you know, the packers have to keep discounting prices to move the beef, but it is moving, and they're moving a lot of volume of it. Slaughter rate yesterday, 127,000 head. So for the week, we're sitting at 252,000. That compares to last week, which was a holiday week at 131,000. And we're just 3,000 below where we were a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up another 46 cents. We're sitting at 250.88. So cash markets on feeder cattle continue just to work their way higher, and obviously that's going to pull futures higher as well, or maybe it's vice versa. But either way, the seasonal is strong, the fundamentals are very strong, and I see that holding together here for a few weeks yet, at least. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.